Do not listen to this audio program whilst driving or operating machinery, or if you suffer from epilepsy. If in doubt, consult your doctor. Welcome to the hypnotic trance, to give you freedom from anxiety and a feeling of control and deep inner calm. If you're listening in stereo, these words should be coming from the right-hand side, and these from the left. This relaxing process of trance is not the same as sleep, but you may become very deeply relaxed. In trance, you'll still have awarenesses and you'll still be able to hear everything I say, and yet there'll be changes, like daydreaming. There's no effort to make the sounds wash over you, and you may find you don't remember it all consciously, as you simply find yourself comfortable as you follow my instructions. Make yourself comfortable now and pay attention to your breathing. And it doesn't matter whether your eyes are closed now or later, because if you need to awaken, you'll awaken fully alert, but for now, you can just let go. And you're listening to this for your own reasons. And as you hear my words and become aware of sensations, you may allow yourself to relax deeply. And don't be too surprised at how good you feel by the end of this trance, as my voice goes with you, and whether you relax deeply right away, or if it takes a little while for your mind to slow down and your body to really relax, because this is the only trance that's happening for you now, because you're listening to this trance and you're aware of certain sensations that are a part of this experience, which take you deeper into a calm and reassuring experience. In your mind now, start counting backwards from 300. 300. 299. 298. 297. 296. 295. That's right. 294. And it doesn't matter if you get lost or leave a bit out or forget. Just start again at about the same place and notice that you don't notice when you lose your place and drift off. Only when you return momentarily before becoming more absorbed. Long as that part of your mind is active, it's fine that it counts. And when it doesn't count, that's fine too. You don't need to listen to this consciously. Your unconscious will hear all you need to hear. And I'd like you to notice where you feel the most comfort in your body, most at ease, and let that feeling spread all around your body, to the top of your head and all the way to the soles of your feet. And I'd like you to imagine how you would look if you were twice as relaxed as you are right now. And then float into that more relaxed you. see through the eyes of your more relaxed self. Hear your more relaxed internal dialogue slow down. And feel this deeper relaxation. And as you relax even more deeply, you find you feel good, really good in so many ways, enjoying the process of learning. New ways to enjoy life, and your life gets better, so much better, in so many ways. With each in-breath carries on, breathe in by the peace from the world, and your mind carries on all by itself. Feel it connect to, you can just watch it nourish the peace within you, and understanding, and let each out-breath carry out and any tension or anxiety down. Can notice words, notice noticing words, and you can notice your body can relax, your mind can relax, and your mind has become very sensitive to my suggestions that help you most. Some people have our own concerns, really like to relax on holiday in a warm sunlight, releases the sea in our own way, with beautiful clear blue sky and gentle sunshine. We can realize glinting your next wave half an hour or so, and the relaxing sound can do nothing at all. Air really perfect from the waves in the distance, because all of the doing and the refreshing actions comes from the unconscious mind now. You don't have to know right now how your unconscious mind is going to reduce your anxiety and give you more freedom to experience even more happiness in future. And your emotional signals have a function. They're part of your intelligence. They send you messages, and you learn to understand them better and better. And they can recalibrate, allow you to experience more peace and contentment, as you learn from the wisdom of your own feelings. And I'd like to ask your unconscious mind to find new ways to achieve all the positive things that the old anxiety patterns used to do for you, but that do not involve unnecessary anxiety in future. Take the time to find new ways now. So that in future, it's natural for you to feel calmer, in control, and happier now. Because sensations come and go, and the peaceful comfort is always there with you. Because you will remember that whatever's happening around you, you're always free to find your inner peace. If you experience anxious feelings, expand your awareness to include the whole of your body and your inner peace. There's always peace within us, deep down, underneath the anxiety. Your feet can feel calm, and when you pause to breathe, you can feel calm in the center of yourself as well, and the awareness of your body changes. As you hear these words, you can feel your body, and as you feel, be aware of the position of your body, and as you notice that, you may wonder where you're aware from. And if you wish, you can lose that sense of place from whence you were aware and drift into your thinking, your imagery, and let it carry you as a stream carries a twig in its current under a bridge. And more turning and straightening, will notice all faster and slower, working further and out, further, closer to the great position of tranquility. Your mind meanders, and how much peace and wonders you have, like eddies of water, and then the mind flows on. You can relax downstream, give you the inlay, take a little time to sort of realize just how much easier and find joy as you feel more relaxed, alert. You can always have calmness within you. You can always bring your mind to calmness and enjoy the inner certainty that you to your body. Your mind will naturally search for where you're succeeding and achieving, where you're winning, and where life supports you, and anything that reinforces that life is good. And I'd like your unconscious mind now to help you notice more happy, joyous moments every day. It will reset your perceptual filters to notice more often where you're feeling joy, even small joys. And as you notice more joyous moments every day, life feels richer. And I'd like your unconscious mind to amplify those joyous feelings and create those strong, joyous feelings more and more often. So you feel more and more joyous every day, because you get more of what you focus on. And as you feel grateful for all that's wonderful in your life, feel better and better. Here, each breath you take, your body has all it needs to feel calm, comfortable,
and you'll find
and
that you're
happier and more fulfilled.
You have this calm within you
because you automatically are experiencing
difficulty
in each
or anxiety.
You'll find it even easier to solve problems and challenges. And I'd like to thank that part of your mind that worries for doing all the good things that it does for you, protecting you, helping you. And now, I'd like your unconscious mind to find new ways now to achieve all the positive things that part was doing for you, but without unnecessary worry in future. You might not even be aware of what those new ways are going to be now, as your unconscious mind decides what they are, and then check that it's okay for you to have those new ways, and only using those ways to which there will be no objection, and integrating those ways into your experience and behavior, and only at the rate and speed that is appropriate, because I'd like the imaginative genius part of your unconscious mind to help you come up with solutions to problems.
There's an old story that you are a farmer who lived in a cattle country village.
Make you
one
feel
day,
more relaxed.
His horse ran away
of your life,
and all his neighbors
free
said
from anxieties.
And you find
simply said
doing things
maybe
that support your calmer.
A few days later,
the horse returned,
and you're able to feel
two
good.
Wild horses with
no particular
the
reason.
Neighbors all rejoice
because your
unconscious mind.
But the farm on a search
just sell, maybe.
And remember times
the next day
felt
a farmer's son tried to
learn the neurochemical
code of those
the horse threw him and broke his back
so that your unconscious
neighbors
mind
offered their sympathy
would trigger those good feelings.
The farmer again said
every day,
maybe.
So that you naturally
next week,
have more and more
the army marched in
so that you naturally
and
have
conscription officers
came to the
village to take young men away for the army.
Feeling good
but
for
no
the reason
the farmer's son
had asked your unconscious mind
to make it so.
And the neighbors told us
how lucky
you become a
calmer
and happier
person
for the rest of
maybe.
Your life.
As you begin to find out new sensations, thinking of yourself as a happy, confident, resourceful person repeatedly, you'll begin to produce the most wonderful results in your life. Now, I'd like you to stop a moment and imagine a time, maybe several days from now, and you've been listening repeatedly to this relaxing trance, practicing tenaciously thinking of yourself in that way, and you're noticing some wonderful positive changes in your life. What part of your new life are you enjoying the most? And give yourself a sense of that pleasure now. Amplifying and intensifying the feel-good feelings. You know by doing what works, and through practice and listening repeatedly, you can achieve the things you want. I'd like to thank that part of your mind, the panicked, for doing all the good things that it does for you, protecting you, helping you. But I'd like it to find new ways now to achieve all the good positive things that it was doing for you, but without unnecessary panic in future. And you might not even be aware of what those new ways are going to be now, as your unconscious mind decides what they are, and then checks that it's okay for you to have those new ways, and only using ways to which there'll be no objection, integrating those new ways into your experience and behavior only at a rate and speed that's appropriate. Because I'd like the imaginative, genius part of your unconscious mind to help you come up with solutions to problems. And when you think about things that could make you anxious, ask yourself now, where does this happen or exist? And what new behavior can you generate around the anxiety? And what new behavior can you generate around the things that made you anxious? What new talents and resources do you currently have, or what new skills can you learn to help you transform this? Ask yourself what is ultimately most important to you. Ask yourself, who are you? And ask yourself, why are you here this life? Now, ask yourself, who would you be if it was impossible for you to get unnecessarily anxious, no matter what? What would you feel and think like if you couldn't get unnecessarily anxious? If you still experienced emotions, but for now, anxiety was no longer there, who would you be, and how would you feel if you were unable to get anxious and stressed just for now while we're doing this process? If your protection mechanism still did all the things it does for you, but stopped signaling as loud and as often, and for the next few minutes, as it goes into the background of your experience, who would you be now? So for the next few moments, allow it to move into the background of your experience even further. And ask yourself, if it were impossible to experience unnecessary anxiety in this moment, who would you be? How would you feel? How would the world look? How would your thoughts be different if it was impossible to have any unnecessary anxiety? Imagine that you cannot feel any unnecessary anxiety whatsoever, and in your mind, now, live a day in your life. Go through the morning, calm, in control, the afternoon, and evening, free of anxiety and full of deep calm, and feeling totally in control. Now, imagine that you cannot feel any anxiety whatsoever. In your mind, now live a week in your life. And next, imagine watching a movie of you comfortably handling all sorts of situations in your daily life in a calm and relaxed, alert, confident manner. Imagine them going perfectly the way you want them to. And also, imagine them being challenging. And see how capable you look, no matter how things are going. And when the movie looks really good, float into yourself in that movie. And feel how good it feels to feel calm and in control as you imagine things going perfectly the way you want them to. And also, imagine them being challenging, because we can't control everything that ever happens. But you will feel more emotional equilibrium, whatever's going on around you. Now, let your mind watch a movie of you now, looking happy, free from anxiety, in control, in a relaxed, alert way. How do you stand? Smile. Gesture. Tone of your voice. And the light behind your eyes, the way you connect with others. And when that movie looks really good, float into yourself in that movie and experience yourself happier. Your mind will naturally search for where you're succeeding and achieving, where you're winning, and where life supports you, and anything that reinforces that life is good. And you'll automatically see the world through your new winning filter, seeing opportunities, seeing yourself as a winner, and everything going your way. Yes, there were two men.
Your body has
who arguing about a flag
flapping in the wind.
It's the wind,
and it's really moving, said the first one.
You have this calm
within you when
it's
you're
the flag
that's moving, contended the second.
The wise man of life, who happened to be a great comfort to us,
overheard the debate and interrupted
that flow.
He said,
neither the flag,
and each wind is moving,
and
neither
the mind is creative.
Deep, deep down, there is peace, and you go down into it, and it can rise up within you. This peace belongs to you, here. And now, and I'd like to speak to that part of you that I'll refer to as the controller. And I know it does an important job for you, and I'd like it to continue to do all the good things that it does for you. But for now, from the background of your experience, and as it makes that change now, gently, a bit more and more with each moment, next,
I'd like to speak to that part of you I'll refer to as the Protector. Part of you that keeps you safe, and I know it does an important job for you. I'd like it to continue to do all the good things that it does for you, but for now, from the background of your experience, and as it makes that change, gently, a bit more and more with each moment. Next, I'd like to speak to that part of you I'll refer to as the evaluator or critic, and I know it does an important job for you, analyzing and critiquing things. I'd like it to continue to do all the good things that it does for you, but for now, from the background of your experience, and as it makes that change, gently a bit more and more with each moment. Next, I'd like to speak to that part of you I'll refer to as desire, that part of you that gets you things, and I know it does an important job for you, and I'd like it to continue to do all the good things that it does for you, but for now, from the background of your experience. And as it gently makes that change more and more, next I'd like to speak to that part of you we'll refer to as the seeker, the mind that seeks the way. And I know it does an important job for you. I'd like it to continue to do all the good things that it does for you, but for now, from the background of your experience, and as it makes that change, gently a bit more and more with each moment. Next, I'd like to speak to non-seeking, contented mind. Because right now, there's nowhere else to be. There's nothing to be done. Everything is exactly as it is. And now, I'd like to speak to Big Mind. How big are you? How small are you? When are you? And in this expanded awareness, problems, challenges, and anxiety can transform. Thank you.
and I'd like your unconscious mind to reinforce every positive thought that you've ever had about yourself. Because soon it will be time to awaken. We all know we can daydream, we can all sleep, and we can all wake up, although we don't consciously know how we wake up. Yeah, we do. And you can awake now as I count backwards, refreshed, relaxed, and alert. Wake up now, feeling wonderful. 10, 9, 8, gradually awakening. 7, 6, 5, 4, and maybe you'll want to stretch and yawn as you awaken. 3, 2, 1.